What's happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. Today, we're continuing our series on the women's movement, so let's delve in. Most evangelicals are probably aware of the large number of Jezebels outside the Christian church. Individuals like Katy Perry, Keisha, and others who promote promiscuity among young women, support the plus community, and defend the unjust homicide of children in the womb are pervasive in the mainstream music industry. There are also plenty of female politicians who likewise push evil agendas. Even when it comes to false female teachers in the progressive movement within Christendom, most evangelicals often don't have much difficulty. The views of women like Nadia Boltz-Weber and Sarah Bessie are usually considered as being outside the pale of orthodoxy. However, when it comes to the Jezebels within Big Eva, there are a large number of quote-unquote moderates who tolerate and protect them. Let's take a look at some portions of the books of Kings. We begin with 1 Kings 18. Here the sacred author writes, "When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, 'Is this you, you troubler of Israel?' He," that is Elijah, "said, 'I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed the Baals.'" Elijah is, of course, in no way troubling Israel. It is actually the evil Ahab who is the troubler. There are men in the church today who are labeled as divisive and troublesome simply because of their tone. These men are not the troublers. Men like Pastor Joel of Right Response Ministries, AD, and Michael Foster are the prophetic voices of our generation, just as Elijah was for his. The true troublers are the heretics. When we study the person of Jezebel in scripture, we see that there are some important figures in the narratives. We have Ahab. Ahab is a king, but he is also a little boy. When Naboth refuses to sell his vineyard to Ahab, the childish king mopes and sulks. Then Jezebel shows up, and she comes up with a wicked plot in which Naboth will be killed, and the vineyard will become Ahab's. The relationship between Jezebel and Ahab is like that of a mother and her boy, rather than that of a husband and a wife. And sadly, there are many marriages like this in contemporary evangelicalism. These Ahabs and Jezebels wreak havoc upon the church. Instead of submitting to the leadership of faithful elders at their church, many times they cause division and introduce error into these local bodies. They challenge fatherly rule and promote wokeism. We continue. In 2 Kings chapter 9, we read that Jezebel does not go down to meet Jehu, even though he is the king. She stays in her tower and attempts to use her feminine beauty to persuade Jehu. Notice also that she points the finger at Jehu and accuses him of being the one who has done evil, and not herself. Jehu does not even address her. This is an important lesson for us to learn. Most of the times, we don't even need to acknowledge the Jezebels of our own generation. So how do we combat the Jezebels of our own day? Well, first by recognizing that the scriptures clearly teach patriarchy. We need fathers in every sphere of life. We need familial fathers. We need ecclesiastical fathers, elders in the church, who care for our spiritual needs. But we also need civil fathers. Fatherly rule will exist no matter what, but what kind of father will rule? Remember, God is our father, and a nation and world under his governance will lead to the flourishing of life. But there is also another father in scripture, and he is the devil. The devil is referred to as the father of lies in scripture. In the contemporary church, you can criticize men all day long and no one will bat an eye. But as soon as you criticize Jezebel, you will see the fangs come out of many women and soft men in quote-unquote conservative circles. Even supposedly reformed denominations like the PCA and the OPC. But remember, the prophetic voices of our own day are not the troublers. It is actually the egalitarians, soft complementarians, and woke teachers who have crept into the church and introduced their faulty views who are the actual troublers. As Christians, we must be vigilant and stand by the strong men who are battling against the Ahabs and Jezebels who are hiding even within quote-unquote evangelical churches. Some of the thoughts in this video are courtesy of Pastor Joel from Right Response Ministries. I've provided a link to his full presentation in the video description below. I would highly recommend it to you. All right, that's a wrap. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comment section down below. Thanks for watching, guys. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week. And for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.